Dreamscape presents Gone by Morning by Michelle Weinstadt Miller, narrated by Gabrielle DeCure. Part 1. Chapter 1. The train squatted at 42nd Street, Times Square, going nowhere. Tourists and commuters squeezed in the double doors, filling every inch of space. The scent of marijuana seeped in with an early morning smoker, the smell repelling Kathleen. It was the smell of a troubled person, inebriated before 10 a.m., evidence of a problem. Kathleen was grateful to have a seat instead of standing like a clove in a garlic press. She glanced around, observing a young lady who'd sidled through the crowd to perch in front of her. The bullring hanging from the girl's septum was entirely wrong for her. Bullrings weren't Kathleen's favorite fashion look in the best case. Not that they lacked a place in the fantasies of men, but this girl's face was too long and skinny. The ring morphed her nose into a snout. Kathleen cringed inwardly at her own harsh judgment. Her mind had a mind of its own. It had once been her business to judge the beauty of women and their stability. And sometimes Kathleen wanted to shake sense into random people. Kathleen exchanged a momentary smile with the young woman before averting her eyes, imagining the girl's mother forcing herself to remain silent about her daughter's choices. One disapproving look could push a daughter toward 20 more piercings. At 68 years old, with a longer runway of life behind than ahead of her, Kathleen wished more than anything that she'd been there for her own daughter's poor decisions. Kathleen brushed aside a moment of deep loneliness and regret. Self-pity was not a good look on her either. Better an old woman with a bull ring than that. "Stand clear of the closing doors, please," a disembodied voice spoke from above. 34th Street, Pennsylvania Station next. A latecomer slipped in, holding the door open for the person behind him. Kathleen looked toward the laughter of a rosy-cheeked family in souvenir t-shirts and Yankees hats who were amused by their slow New York subway experience. They were hoping for stories to tell. She heard the hard edges of Dutch or German when they spoke to each other. Kathleen's phone vibrated in her hand. The city's harsh emergency ringtone sounded. Akin to a World War II air raid siren, it echoed through the car, the alert going off on many phones. Someone's hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?